My father got paralyzed from the blow in the head that he got on his boat. And we children were left at the mercy of the times. We were young. My mother had to go to New York to help my father see doctors. And we had no clothes, we had no shoes. My grandmother tried to take care of us. The nuns gave us some shoes, which were for old people, great big high heels, pointy shoes, which of course we threw out. We had no help. And we really went through a hard time with my father sick. My father couldn't go back fishing for a long time. He took up other trades to try to make a living, but he pulled us through, and my mother pulled him through. But I managed to go through the ninth grade, and I was the first Italian girl from the Fort area to graduate from grammar school, along with three boys.
This is from what school?
From grammar school, the Collins School, along with three boys. Two of them are now dead. Linguada and the Castro, they're dead. And when I graduated, because my mother made me this...
Nicastro.
My mother made me this most beautiful, gorgeous, beaded, white silk dress, which was really out of place. I'll never forget that horror. And when I graduated, and Mayor Wheeler called out my name, he mispronounced it so badly. Because Shimitaro was a novelty name in the city. It was the first Shimitaro. It was mispronounced so badly that I could have crawled under a chair and cried and hide. It was real bad. Today, the Shimitaros are well known. There's lots of people with the name Shimitaro, and it's being pronounced correctly now.
I should say.
Everybody learned how to say Shimitaro. And there's many Shimitaros here in Gloucester today. And after graduation, I was 15 because I had to go through the ninth grade, I went to work in the stocking mills up on Maplewood Avenue. Made $5.45 a week. I was allowed to keep a quarter of that for ice cream during the week.
How much ice cream could you get with a quarter?
We got a nickel's worth. We got a lot of ice cream, cone of ice cream.
For a nickel?
For a nickel. And my mother took the rest.
60 cents now.
Yeah, my mother, 60 cents is right. I saw last night my kids bought some of this Dairy Queen for 50 cents. I was horrified what they got for it. And my mother took the rest to help support the family. And I would make these silk stockings. I had to have good eyes because you had to put every stitch of the silk of the stocking into a needle. And then after you got them into this round hoop, all needles, you got every stitch in there, you'd put them in the machine and the machine would take off and make the stocking. From there, I went to work in a sewing factory. But meanwhile, I had to go to continuation school once a week.
Continuation school?
They call it continuation school, which is here on Washington Street, the Mother of Grace class. Once a week, we went half a day to continuation school. That was the law. But you had to keep going to continuation school. But I wanted to go to high school real bad, but I wasn't allowed to. That's why today, I still believe in a good education.
Uh-huh.
I still do. And that's why I wanted my children to have an education. And that's why I say that an education is important, even if you go fishing. Defend a lot of people, offend a lot of people if I didn't say that, but I really mean it. An education is important even if you go fishing. Even if you dig ditches, you still need an education today.
An education just rounds you out more as a person.
That's right. I've gotten my education from reading. I read everything I can get my hands on.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes, I really do.
What kind of stuff do you like to read?
Well, I read all kinds. I don't read, of course I don't like those horror stories they have in the newspapers, but I read anything.
I just read the sports now. I don't like to read the politics anymore.
No, I don't read that anymore either. They make me sick.
Yeah, but go ahead. What kind of books do you like to read?
I like my encyclopedias.
Oh, yeah.
I have 2-3 sets of encyclopedias. Even the children's encyclopedias I go through.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Do you like to read books?
I love to read books. It's what I do at night.
Novels?
No, no novels. I used to when I was young, and I think today about it, how stupid I was. I won't have a novel in my house.
No?
No.
Well, what kind of stuff do you have?
I like to read about the old times, like you say, the wars and things like that.
History?
History, mostly. Right, you're right. I have an atlas that I go through a lot of times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's history, and that atlas is a lot of history.
Uh-huh.
And I go through that. Just sit here at night. I don't know what I'm waiting for. Waiting for death to take me out of my misery, I guess. That's the truth. My father always told the story about this man. Not my father told the story, I think it's a true story. Went all over the world and saw everything there had to see, and then he dug his eyes out. There's nothing left I want to see. It's true. It's a true story. And that's the way I feel. I feel that I have seen too much in this world, and I don't want to see the misery that's going on today. And of course, I wouldn't want to raise a family today. I'm glad I raised my family when I did, even though we went through a lot of privations. How do you say that word? That right?
Privations
or whatever, whichever way you say it. Even though it was a happier time for me to raise my family then than it would be today.
Even with all the conveniences?
Even with all the conveniences, even with more money, more affluency today, I still wouldn't want to raise a family today.
Too much crime.
The children tell you off in no uncertain terms. You can't ask them, where are you going? They'll say, out, or it's none of your business. Which is the truth. Many a time they'll turn around and say, it's none of your business.
My classic one was to say, out.
Out, right. Am I right then?
Yeah, I was.
I'm going out.
It's true. I mean, it was the truth. I was going out.
Yeah, but your family would like to know where you were going.
That's right.
And you wouldn't tell them, would you?
Not without a minor hassle.
Out. I couldn't stand that word. Out. I still can't.
I know, but I remember how my father's face would get when I'd say out.
It's a bad thing to say. And then, of course, there's this other problem of these old people being put in nursing homes. I can see why they're doing it, because the children can't take care of their elders because they all have to go to work. I can see some mothers who have to go to work because there's so many separations and divorces and people want more today, and the only way they can get it is by having two in the family, two paychecks. And I can see that they can't take care of their elders. But in my day, we took care of our elders. No matter how long they lived or how sick they were. I remember when I was first married, I had 2 soft pillows. And my grandfather was dying, and he needed something soft for his head. He lived right next door. My grandmother came and asked me for those pillows. She'd replace him with other pillows, but she wanted my soft feather pillows for his head. And I remember my grandfather dying, and we were all around his bed. Today they die in a cold hospital room, or by cold I mean family isn't around. A cold nursing home. Next morning they'll call, they'll come and get his body, he's dead. Very, very impersonal.
It's an impersonal time.
Right.
Mobility is something like that.
And the kids are having a ball with their time and raising hell because Most generally the parents are not there to control them. It's true. I'm not mentioning any names, but it's true. Like you say, some parents have the night shift, some of them have the morning shift, and the kids can do just as they well please. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it's not really the kids' fault.
They do not have any parental supervision or parental care. And that's why today I would not want to raise my family today. I probably would have to go to work to try to give them what they want. My kids, my first children didn't have everything they wanted. I tried to make them happy, but they didn't have everything they wanted. But today they got everything they want. And they'll tell you to go fly a kite to boot.
Well, not most. Well, I did. I was just advised.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember when I was in my teens. I would never talk back or anything. I just say very little.
Yeah. They do talk back today to the parents.
Yeah. Well,
they are true, like you say, wise guys.
Well, in my day, there were plenty of guys that were wise guys. But I mean, I don't know. Every generation is saying, when I was your age, kids my age, people my age are saying, when I was your age. And I remember these same guys 10 years ago. They weren't any better, you know?
No, don't tell me that 10 years ago they would go around drinking beer around the street, and when the bottle is empty they'll fling it at the first window they see. You know, they didn't do that 10 years ago, did they?
No.
They're doing that today. Now, was that a good time? Are these good times?
No.
And it's going to get worse. You're not safe in your own house. Here I was. Last winter, my grandson was sitting right there, and we were quiet, minding our business, when a big rock flew right through that window. And my grandson had got up just a minute before. He would have got hit in the head. Broke my sugar bowl right here. Broke everything I had on that window. My children didn't go around doing that.
They did that to my uncle. They're doing that to my uncle.
They're doing that to every night. And you go around breaking. You have to be afraid to look at these kids that go by your house. You can't even look at them sideways. Because that night they're coming back to you. They go by with these empty beer bottles, and once they get through it, then they'll fling them at the first car window or house window or whatever they feel like doing. You didn't get that 30 years ago, 20 years ago. That's why I say I'm glad I'm not raising a family today. Every kid has to have his own car. Every kid has to have his own moped or his license to buy liquor with.
Okay, well, I get what you mean. It's not the best of times to raise children.
No, it isn't.
But I bring you back on maybe another subject. Well, I just want to wonder if you had any remembrances back in the 20s. Do you remember, anything like the Palmer Ridge or anything like that?
The what?
Palmer Ridge, the Attorney General Palmer in the 1920s. They were waging a war against immigrants, that's the
Well, no, I don't remember that. One thing I do remember was the total eclipse of the sun.
Okay, well, don't talk about
that. Total eclipse of the sun. It was really frightening when it got pitch black at noontime.
Pitch black?
It was real black, real black at noontime. It looked like the end of the world. And that was in the 20s.
That was the only time you remember anything about
that? Yeah, I remember plenty about the 20s, but...
Was that the worst eclipse you remember?
Yes, that's the worst one.
Or the best one? Mm-hmm.
But the worst one I remember, the best one, I should say.
Yeah.
And of course, I remember those were good times, because we could sleep with our doors open, we had no vandalism, the boys weren't drinking around the street, there was no such thing as young boys drinking. We didn't drink in those days, even though we had one by the barrels in the house. The boys didn't drink in those days. The parents didn't have any problems with the boys getting drunk. I also remember the boys would try hard to make a few dollars, a few cents, to help the family out. Young boys would try hard. They would take the pictures plentiful on the walls and open the trains. In the trains, and talking about the trains and everything. The fish was plentiful, and the boys would build their own little cart with a wheel in the front, and sometimes three wheels, and they load it up with fish, and they go up the hill, Washington Street, and they sell it around the houses for next to nothing. But the police had to put a stop to it, or tried to put a stop to it, because the fish dealers were complaining they weren't selling any fish.
Right here in Boston.
Right here in Boston. The boys would try and get around the police by going around the beach. But the boys didn't take that money and squander it. They bring it home. They helped with the families. They had obligations in those days. The children would be obligated. Also, there'd be plenty of free ice along the walls. And you see these boys going down with little cats and their own children. Thank you.